Many believe that after iniquity was found in Satan, that he started a war in heaven, a war he lost, and that he was kicked out of heaven long ago. One scripture on which people base this belief is Isaiah 14th chapter, in which it says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? How art thou cut down to the ground?" The prophet is using the past tense, so the assumption is the war has already taken place. And Revelation 12:7 says, "There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels." Past tense. So, hasn't the war taken place? No, it has not. Further down in the same Isaiah passage we just read, the prophet uses the future tense. Verse 15 of that passage says of Lucifer, "Thou shalt be brought down to hell." Shalt is an old form of will, future. Now, some might say the future was used because the war didn't happen in Isaiah's day, but that it had taken place by the time of the writing of Revelation, which says there was war, past tense. But that doesn't mean past tense as we understand past. One trait of God to remember is that all that he says he will do will be done. Therefore, what God will do is already done. This is why throughout the Bible we see the use of the past tense for future events. Revelation 13:8 says, "The Lamb of God, Jesus, was slain before the foundation of earth." So he was slain, past tense, before he was ever born. Romans 4:17 reminds that God called Abraham a father before he blessed him with his first child, Isaac. So, he called a childless man a father. We read, "God calleth those things which be not as though they were." That's in Romans 4:17. What God has said will be done is as good as done. Therefore, it is often in the past tense. Revelation 12:8-9 says, "The dragon and his angels prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. He was cast out into the earth." So the end result of the war is no more access to heaven for Satan and his angels. The heavenlies where Satan can accuse the saints as he did with Job. Now we know Satan has not been barred from entering the heavenlies, or that war has not taken place, because he's seen in heaven talking to God, accusing Job in the book of Job. And the 6th chapter of Ephesians says, "We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places." High places refers to the heavenlies. The Bible says there are 3 heavens and that God is in the most high heaven, or the highest heaven. In Galatians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul warns against angels from heaven preaching a different gospel. A holy angel does not do that. So those angels in heaven which speak of a different gospel are demons. Christians still battle spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. Evidence that the war in heaven that bars Satan and his angels from heaven has not yet occurred. Thank you for listening to Manna Minutes.